House Bill 1162, an act to revise certain provisions relating to cardiopulmonary resuscitation directives.
Is there a second? House Bill 1162 has had its second reading, is now up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Lentz.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, this House bill we worked on last year, and we came back and worked on it again this year. I am an EMT in my community. One of the worst case scenarios that happens to me a few times a year is to walk into a house, have a person lying there that has died, and I knowingly have taken 20 minutes to get there. The person has had a health history, and I don't, with my training, I cannot pronounce a person dead. And the papers, if he has a DNR, which we call a do not resuscitate, those papers at one time were supposed to be kept in a freezer. That didn't work. You'd have to run in the house, look in the freezer, see if there's a DNR. Nothing's worked. This particular bill, we're going with an identification bracelet. And at least we know that if the person has a do not resuscitate, it will be on the person as in the form of a bracelet. This isn't a cure-all. They still have to go through the process of having medical personnel obtain this bracelet for them. But it's a start. Most of you don't realize, even if your wife is in the room with you and you're lying there dead, she cannot tell you not to start CPR. It has to be arranged ahead of time. I can't take her word for it. It might be someone that you just married recently, and she might not want you to be resuscitated. But these are things, this is the reason for it, because the daughter living down the street might want you revived. So we can't take the word of a person close to you not to revive you. So it has to be a written consent form, and we're going to do this in the form of a bracelet. So it will really help us in the instances where they take the time to get the bracelet and put it on. And I would hope that you pass this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Anna Nicole Smith Do Not Resuscitate Bill? Senator Ketzel.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. I would urge you also to support Senator Lentz with this bill. I know from personal experience, when you get into that kind of an atmosphere, there's so much extra and added pressure on anybody who's performing that service to a patient, and to have the family knowing that they do not want that individual resuscitated but unable to find the paperwork, trust me, they get very frantic, and you have a pressure-packed situation quickly. I would ask you to please support this. It makes it that much easier for the people that are out there in the field and trying to perform these duties.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Dempster.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the body, I know decorum prevents us from saying anything specific about individual senators, so I don't want you to think that this is designed to say anything about anybody as an individual. But there are some of us on the floor of this body that might talk like a bear, might walk like a bear, and might want you to think that they are a bear. But indeed, I think what this represents is a heart of gold that is representative throughout the state of South Dakota. We have our volunteer people that staff these ambulances. We have the EMTs that staff these ambulances that I think embody who we really are in terms of volunteers and do tremendous good. They might want you to think they're bears, but instead they have a heart of gold, and I too support the passage of this bill.
Senator Bogue.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I certainly do support this bill also, but I think it's important to note that there are parts of this process that I do disagree with, and I think that most people in the lay world, that those that are not EMTs or those that are not medical personnel, do not fully understand, and they still, even after the passage of this bill, will believe that the status is one thing when in fact it is going to be something else. This bill, under the administrative rules that will be promulgated pursuant to the statute when it is final, will require you to have that bracelet on or it will not be effective. The EMTs need that single visual reference or they will not be able to act instantaneously as they need to act. And it was a very much a learning process for those of us in the Interim Rules Review Committee to understand not only from our own personal backgrounds, or in my case, a legal background, but also from the medical professional's background as well. This is an issue that we are trying to fix in some small form today, but it is an issue that we will have to be back and address again in this chamber to try and find some way to reconcile those issues of the durable powers of attorney for healthcare, the living wills, and in this case, the DNRs that will require certain different kinds of requirements. All three at some point will have to be melded together so that we all know when we do certain documents that we will have certain results. And I guarantee that that is going to be the result, whether that be in the hospital, in your home, or on the highway, God forbid, in an accident that you don't want to have certain actions done to you in that particular setting. But again, I would support the bill and encourage us all to come back to this issue at some future point.
Senator Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to thank Senator Dempster for calling me a bear.
Further remarks on House Bill 1162. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1162. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah.
Aye.
Adelstein.
Aye.
APA. Senator APA.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bogue.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Denwall.
Aye.
Dunafin.
Aye.
Early.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hanson Tom.
Aye.
Hanson Gary.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Kelly.
Aye.
Klochek.
Aye.
Knudsen.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Koistra.
Aye.
Koskin.
Aye.
Linz.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McNinney.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Napoli.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Sutton Dan.
Aye.
Sutton Duane. Two Bulls. Mr. President, ayes 34, excused 1.
House Bill 1162 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.